The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. When I was teaching and then went in to be a principal in the particular area that I was working in, it was not uncommon for this question to be asked among students, one to the other, particularly if they were affiliated with a gang. "Where are you from?" Now, there's a couple ways you could answer that, but the best way of answering that is nowhere. If you answered Lenox, Lawndale, Tepa, Little Watts, Los Compadres, and you were outnumbered, not a good thing. Have you ever wondered why it's so important for us to know where people are coming from? Where are you coming from? Jesus goes to his hometown. And if you read the first five chapters of Mark's gospel, he has done pretty well. Everywhere he goes, there is a receptivity to the love of God that he brings with him into the community. But he gets to his own hometown. And he goes to the synagogue and he starts to teach. And they go, "Wow, this is terrific." They were amazed. Okay, at what he was teaching, his wisdom, these mighty acts that he's been reputed to have done. And then begins the whittling away, the scandal, the offense. What was Jesus guilty of that made his message and his ability to function in a community null and void? They say familiarity breeds contempt. So, hey, isn't his mother Mary? Now, if you're in a Jewish family, you go by your father. Isn't this Jesus, son of Joseph? No, no, no. We don't know who his real father is. So, what do we say? Aren't you Mary's boy? And that's another way of saying, Who's your daddy? Whittle, cut, sarcasm. Reducing the messenger and in the process missing the message. The message was pure love. Wherever Jesus went, he healed. Wherever Jesus went, he taught people to turn around from ways that separate them from one another. He bid them to turn to one another in love and to create a community where healing could take place. Isn't he from Nazareth? In fact, if you think about it, in John's gospel, there's a line where Philip, who later becomes one of the disciples and an apostle, when his brother comes and says, hey, we found the Messiah, we think. And he says, can any good come out of Nazareth? Later on, when Nicodemus goes and kind of pleads, sort of, on the behalf of Jesus, they say, are you from Galilee too? When the message is pure love and healing and the casting out of everything that divides us is rejected because you reject the messenger, the community suffers. And Nazareth, at the end of that day, saw Jesus leave, and those who needed healing because of their lack of faith remained so. And those demon spirits that created the kind of environment that whittle people down in order to feel better about themselves continued to reign. When Jesus sends his disciples out to go to other communities and to preach and to cast out and to heal, they're given authority. Now, these are a bunch of fishermen. These are not rabbinical scholars. Usually, you would have to show your credentials. Why, where do you get off talking to me about that? You talking to me? And he goes, and they go. And he goes, don't take much with you. Depend upon the generosity and the hospitality of those to whom you are being sent. And if that hospitality and generosity is not offered, knock the dust off your feet. Don't sit there and go, use. Just leave the dust behind as a testimony against them. That love, healing, a way to create community without outcasts, you have rejected, so be it. Now notice in the gospel today, Jesus still heals a few people. Did you notice that? And in our world today, in community that's fragmented, that keeps asking, where are you from? And do you belong here? The love of God continues to make a place in the world. You know, there's only one other time where that expression, they were amazed at what he said, is used by Jesus. Two times. Once at the end of this reading from the gospel, where Jesus is amazed at their unbelief, at their inability to open their hearts to love right in front of them, that their unwillingness to give up the things that divide them and to maintain their tribal connections and to rule God out on the sideline. He healed a few. As the church, that's you all, you have a very important mission in the world. This is a place where a few get healed. Because as long as the world continues to function with the level of hostility toward other people and question where they come from and where they belong, and use the law to pummel them? There is no grace. And if there is no grace, creating a space inside of our hearts, there is no love. And if there is no love, there is no God with us. So today's very simple reading. Should remind us that the only other time that Jesus uses the word amazed, once at unbelief, the second time in Luke's gospel, when, remember the centurion whose slave was ill? And Jesus is called by that centurion. And the centurion says, you know, I'm a man under authority. I get it. You don't have to come to my house. Just say it, and it will be done. And Jesus was amazed at his faith. Church, be amazed at the love of God that dwells with you. Cast out the demons that divide this community. Live in harmony with one another. That line, there's a line from today, one of the hymns today, "Come down, O love divine." It's the last verse. "For none can guess love's grace till love creates a place wherein the Holy Spirit makes its dwelling." Amen.